This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You find a certain brother, he says himself, I did not used to pray. I have money, I have power, I have everything, I have superb life. And so I did not used to pray. He says, one day, I felt a pain in my stomach. And I thought perhaps it might be something, you know, maybe a little bit of gastric or whatever it might be, something I ate. He says, the next day, the pain was still there. I decided, let me go to the doctor. He went to the top doctors. The doctor had all the checks and they diagnosed him with what? With cancer. May Allah grant cure to those who are suffering with cancer. Say Ameen. And the doctor told him, you know, you don't have much to live because there is no guarantee. This is aggressive and it's very bad. He says, I told that doctor, who do you think you are? How can you decide that I have very little to live? Are you God Almighty? Suddenly he is talking about God Almighty, but all these years he says that I didn't even think of God Almighty because I had everything. Are you God Almighty? The doctor says, hey, let's not go there. I'm only giving you what the results are of your own, the tests and so on. And I'm telling you from my experience that this is what it is. He says, when I left and I came home and I shared it with my family and I realized what exactly happened, he said, for the first time in my life, I washed myself and I stood on the sajada. You know what's a sajada? A prayer mat. I stood on the prayer mat and I faced Qibla and I said, let me offer 2 units of prayer and change my life. So he offered 2 units of prayer and he said, I cried in sujood, oh Allah, cure me, oh Allah, cure me. Oh Allah, cure me. You are the only one who can cure, because medicine has already given up. But he says, my life turned around within 3 days. I was so healthy, and suddenly the third day when the results were out, it was a total end of everything in my eyes. My money meant nothing any longer. I was no longer happy to see my cars and my houses and my businesses and how much they were bringing back every day, just because my stomach was paining. That's all. Just because my stomach was paining. And so what happened? He says, I cried in sujood, begging Allah to change this condition and to make it such that the next test he has will be cancer free. Oh Allah, you are the giver and the creator of miracles. Create for me a miracle, cure me, and so on. He says, after the 2 units of prayer, I cried, I made tawbah, meaning he repented to Allah. I led a life, I forgot you, and here you are. I am begging from you and you alone, oh Allah. He says he fulfilled the salah in the evening. Early morning, he was in the masjid looking for who? The imam, the sheikh. Oh, this sheikh. He was the same guy who they used to treat very roughly. You know, sometimes they treat very roughly. The sheikhs, they are not paid sometimes in the sense that they are not looked after. When they are delayed by 2 minutes in salah, they will complain, hey, next time don't read too long. I don't know if it happens in SK, but I think it happens in other places. By the way, Brother Wa'il, SK stands for Sultan Kudrat. MashaAllah. Am I right?
Yes.
Do you call it SK?
Yes.
MashaAllah. There goes, you see. I didn't know, I just guessed. Because in the Philippines, they love to put abbreviations. So, he's looking for the imam. He says, after salah, I greeted the imam. He had a big smile and I was looking very sad. And then he says, I heard some guys say in the background, look who is in the masjid today. You understand what that means? Look who is here today. Meaning they are surprised, they are shocked. One guy said, look who lost his way today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Which means we don't expect this rich, wealthy, powerful guy to be in the masjid. We don't expect him today. Maybe he's lost, that's why he's here. Now obviously I want to correct that, because it is wrong to say that to someone who comes to the masjid, no matter what. Even if they have never been there, it's wrong. It's wrong. You need to encourage them. You need to bring them through and say, mashallah, welcome them. It's the house of Allah. So what happened? He says, I was so embarrassed, but he says, I was shivering. I said, Imam, I need to talk to you privately. I need to talk to you privately. And so the Imam says, no problem, my brother, come forth. And as he sat, with the Imam, telling him that in the last 3 days, my life has changed. I have one result, and this is the sickness that I have. The Imam says, my brother, don't worry. Allah is ash-shafi. Allah is the cure. You need to drink zamzam. You need to have hope in Allah. You need to start with black seed. You need to have ajwa. You know what these things are, right? You need to have pure honey. You need to do this. You need to have an alkaline diet. You need to, whatever the Imam was saying, he said a lot of things. So the brother says that the Imam said one thing that woke me up. He says, brother, there is one of two things that can happen to you. Either Allah gives you cure, so you live for a few more years before you will still go back to Allah anyway. Because those without cancer have also died. Right? And he says, or if Allah did not cure you in the worldly sense, He will cure you in the heavenly sense. Because if you die as a result of the sickness now, thank Allah, He gave you the chance to turn to Him before you died. Allahu Akbar. If you die suddenly, so many people, they die suddenly. They did not have an opportunity to repent. They did not have a chance to turn back to Allah. They did not have a chance to say, I'm sorry for what I did. They did not change their lives. They led a life, for example, far away from their Maker. They are now going back to their Maker. Is that better, or is it better to have an opportunity to change and to turn? So when Allah has given you a diagnosis of a disease that is considered terminal by worldly standards, remember, it is a gift of Allah. He's giving you a chance. Are you going to turn to me? Because you know what? It's enough. It's enough to lead your life. What are you going to achieve? What are you going to get? Every day you are committing a sin, the same sin repeated again. Every day you are doing bad things. You don't ever read the Quran. You have never prayed. You don't ever do the right thing. You are out doing the wrong things, whether it is intoxication, whether it is whatever else it may be, the gambling, the losing of money, the abusing of people. You've been doing wrong things all along. I want you to change your life. Here is a beautiful opportunity. I want you to be diagnosed a disease that medicine is going to give up and tell you, we cannot cure you, so that you can turn to Allah, because He is the curer. He says, at that juncture, when I listened to this Imam, my life changed permanently. And I said, oh Allah, even if you cure me, I'm not going to change to go back to my bad ways. I will remain steadfast, even if you cure me. Because sometimes, what happens to us? The Quran says that when man is in trouble, he calls out to Allah. And when Allah alleviates the trouble and the struggle, he forgets Allah as though he never ever called out to Allah before. Oh Allah, help me to pass my exam. Oh Allah, help me to pass my exam. I have an examination this evening or tomorrow or this coming week. Oh Allah, I have examination tomorrow. Help me. Grant me the ease. Make me pass. Oh Allah, what did you do? You made your fajr, you made your dhuhr, you made your asr, you made your maghrib, you made your isha, you read your Quran, you did your dhikr, only because of one silly examination. As soon as you got your result and you have all A's, what did you do? You had a party where there is alcohol, where there is dancing and enjoyment to the degree that everything is free. And you know what? Everyone was just forgetting Allah. You forgot to say, oh Allah, I thank you for answering my dua. I promise you I will be steadfast. You see the difference?